Shit, crazy though.
Nigga, like fucking Chad.
Man, we gonna get this shit popping on. Give a fuck. Damn, I got a crackhead light in this bitch. I ain't light. What the fuck, man?
I got Titan. I thought that was avocado. Like, what the jet name is?
Nah, what the fuck?
What the nigga what talking about? That bitch said avocado, but that's a damn vegetable.
No, like the fat dude.
So, like I say, man, y'all niggas say y'all would rather eat them. But all right, Aaron, you doing some shit. Take that shit off the screen, man.
We in the vibe, man.
Oh, shit. We recording. We actually recording. I didn't touch that shit. You know what I mean? Yo, yo, what up, what up, what up? Yo. UFO pod, man. Unidentified Floridian object pod, man. We in this bitch. Dang. We in this bitch again. What up, what up? I got these JIT niggas with me. Fuck it.
Yo, Playboy JB. Hey, y'all tune in. Fuck, hey, nigga. Y'all know this. Y'all know what it is, nigga.
Hey, that's them Bonds, nigga, Playboy. And that nigga Black Boy. And that nigga Zeke.
007, nigga.
Mm-hmm. Zeke in the mix.
You already motherfucker know, man. You know we just in there a bit cooling. We gonna do some shit. Pot it out for y'all. Nigga, we don't give a fuck. My mama said I be cussing in my intro too much, but she ain't on this bitch, so I don't give a fuck. Shout out to mama. For real.
Mama!
Hey, damn, bro. That's fucked up. On, bro. RP that nigga Tate, bro.
I my nigga Tate, man.
I ain't even want to start like that, but damn, that shit remind me of that nigga Tate.
That shit green as fuck, bro.
Yeah.
How all these rappers, man. Bro, he quiet too, bro. Nigga was just chilling.
That's how it be, bro. That's how it be. And I was just going to get into that, bro, about just moving right, because I kind of wanted to check y'all little niggas down on, see if y'all niggas was moving right. But, that's, you know, we're going to intro this bitch out, man. Unidentified Floridian Object Podcast. We cooling it, man. But like I said, we got the young niggas. And these niggas just some other hot niggas on the scene, man. The 850. Y'all already know we buzzing. This shit bubbling over. Real shit.
Power.
We got that nigga Zeke. That nigga Zeke in this bitch.
You know
we got that nigga Playboy, bro. I've been told y'all these niggas was gonna come on, bro. Sad, so bro. These niggas be on this bitch area of the pod fucking around and shit. So y'all already know how that shit go. Real
you
shit.
Know Zeke had to come back on the news. You know, I had to put y'all on some more motion shit.
That nigga Zeke though, real shit, man. RP that nigga Chris, man. RP that nigga Chris, real shit. Free that nigga AJ and Hammer. What's up? Y'all know where a nigga from Westside 2502. Real shit.
Long nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Long let that nigga bank roll, man. RP that nigga TJ, fuck it.
Sir.
Real shit. We gonna get some shit on, man, for y'all nigga. Hey, my man, what you got over there, bro? Play that shit, Playboy. We gonna hear some shit,
sure,
real quick.
Sure.
But like I said, bro, Tally, these niggas spitting the Tally, bro. I ain't gonna stop, bro. Hey, shout out them Bonds niggas, man. Y'all already know, bro. I went to Bonds. I'm a West Side nigga, but these nigga Bonds niggas, they their own niggas, real shit. That nigga Playboy fresh on the fucking scene. Lil Help Me.
It is straight, Lil Fire.
Hey. UFO pod, unidentified Floridian object podcast. This pod 14. We just left 13. We slashed y'all, nigga. Pop, 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 pop. That's how I sound when a nigga executed. We on this shit.
Nigga did a goat sound.
Nigga did a goat. Real shit.
I can't go without my heat, trying to sneak me in the blind.
Hey. We gonna let this shit ride, nigga, cause we on this shit. We can do this.
Mr. Make It Happen. Come up here.
Your whole ass radio niggas can't do this. Y'all can't just let this shit ride. We let this shit ride.
Spread that drink.
RIP that nigga Chris, man.
Yeah, bro. It's some good ass weed.
RIP that nigga Lil Marvin. Hey, that CBD we smoking.
Yeah.
We smoking on that COVID, nigga.
Hey. Real shit. Yeah, man. So, like I say, bro, these Tally niggas been bubbling over, bro. Niggas like Boston, niggas like Spliff, Playboy, Black Boy, that nigga Kite, bro, that nigga Lil Tyler, bro. I can keep naming niggas, bro. These, like I say, bro, we bubbling over. I told y'all niggas, bro, my first pod, that Tally niggas was going to come up. I told y'all, bro, we was going to be hot. I told y'all niggas we going to be bubbling.
What about the Island Boys, though?
Man, them like, niggas gonna do what they gonna do, bro. Nigga, we from the Northwood. That's just how it's gonna be.
Nigga said Island Boy.
Northwood shit.
But, like I was saying earlier, bro. This nigga Zeke is just goofy like this. He's had no CBD.
Nigga, I'm in the boom boom room right now. What you saying?
Boom boom. So you ain't know about the boom boom room. You ain't never watched like.
Nigga, I was in the scene where he tried to steal that damn cherry pie, that damn window.
That's crazy.
Threw his ass on the bottle.
God damn. So what up, man? How y'all niggas? How y'all niggas feeling out here?
Shit, life great, man. Yo, that nigga
bro, just chilling, though.
Yeah, chilling.
What y'all niggas on the get money mission, or y'all niggas just really kind of just
hell yeah,
lost some life?
Shit, jeez, money, bro. You know what I'm saying? Yo,
jeez.
Hey, shout out to Prize Pit, though. Prize
real
Pit,
shit.
Yo.
Real shit. Real shit. Y'all hell yeah, that's what it is, man. Y'all niggas know what the fuck it is. UFO pod, unidentified Floridian object podcast. So goddamn, bro. So I really want to know, bro. Like we were just talking about, bro. I ain't trying to start this bitch all dark and crazy, man.
Nah, shit.
But
we really just chilling. Now, fuck all that, though, nigga. What's up with these tattoos, though?
What you mean, nigga? You know I just got my Bart Simpson.
Nah, bro. If only these niggas can really see what your eyes and stepped out with. Like, you ain't have to show out like that.
Bro, I don't give a fuck, nigga. Because I'm out this bitch moving how I want to move. Like I say, I was about to get into it. How are y'all niggas moving? Are y'all niggas moving right?
Hell yeah. Got to.
Y'all niggas actually moving right, or y'all niggas like y'all niggas thinking about moving right? Like I said, bro, we know niggas starving out this bitch, bro. Niggas desperate. Niggas like them hyenas on motherfucking Lion King when it comes to a body out this bitch.
Yes, sir.
So like I say, like in a get money mission, like Boosie said, bro, niggas be kind of hypnotized, and I just want to kind of just make sure you young niggas out this bitch moving right than a motherfucker, like real shit.
I ain't gonna hold you.
I'm gonna get into it.
Yes, sir.
Real shit. All
right, what we finna get into?
Nah, nigga, we finna get into it, bro. Cause like I said, it's been a bunch of misconceptions about Tallahassee and about the 850 and like how the fuck shit really play out. We know, like niggas ain't really know about Tallahassee like that till a bunch of niggas like started just going hard. So now we kind of out the pot. So shit. Like I said, we bringing real Tally niggas on this bitch to kind of really explain that shit, bro. Where y'all niggas from in Tallahassee, bro?
Shit, APR.
APR Southside. I lived in APR. Like I lived on Tottery. Tottery Drive, like right across the street from the church. Yeah. And I lived in South City.
Yeah, I know what Tottery
is. Yeah, I lived in South City too with that nigga Pluto, which across from my APR. But, man, this for the niggas who really don't, like, think that, like, I don't want to say we got hoods in Tallahassee because that shit ain't nothing to glorify, bro. But this shit just like any other motherfucking city, any other motherfucking slum. We got motherfucking over 20 slums around this bitch. We got young niggas spitting. We got young niggas around this bitch. Burying niggas in zombie mode. And that's just how the fuck this shit goes. So, like I say, but this shit. Tally too motherfucking hot, bro. So, like I said, bro, y'all niggas grew up here, bro. What y'all kind of like want niggas to think? Bro, this nigga Z crazy, bro. What y'all niggas, bro? Laugh all you want, bro. Like I said, when I ask y'all these questions, y'all gonna be laughing soon.
Oh, shit.
Like I said, bro. Y'all niggas from here, bro. What y'all niggas want niggas to know about the city who really don't know shit about it?
Shit, yeah. First of all, Tallahassee ain't nothing to play with. Let's get that shit out of the way.
God, this shit came up out of nowhere, bro. Shit, get crazy.
What you mean, like, shit get crazy? Like,
bro, shooting, bro.
Yeah.
You gotta stay on your pivot.
Yeah.
You gotta keep that shit with you, bro.
Man, it's fucked up because it's shit like the Wild Wild West. Nigga really, really, really gotta stay sticked up, bro. Like, for real. And speaking of sticked up, bro, like, man, nigga, I heard that nigga Zeke said he was sticking some old bit up the other day, I know.
Hell yeah, nigga.
What you mean? How do you, bro, yes or no, do Tally got hoes quick?
No, unfortunately, they do not.
So Tally has no hoes, yes or no?
Hey, he pulled zero, though, so I don't know why he said
that. Yes or no, bro, I grew up my whole life, like, and nigga, so Tally ain't have no hoes.
I say it's 50-50.
Bro,
it's 50-50,
bro, all the hoes in Tally, no disrespect, lame.
Black,
bro,
Tally got hoes.
Bruh.
Hey, in the conversation, bro.
Hey, black niggas don't cheat, bro. You heard what that nigga said, bro. That nigga ended the conversation. But when I say hoes, I mean mature ladies. It's just how
beautiful
we speak,
women.
Man. Yeah, beautiful women. That's just how we gonna say it. Like, but fuck it, bro. That's just how we talk where we're from. I don't care. But it's been a misconception, bro, that Tallahassee or Tally really ain't got no, like, beautiful girls or no crazy bitches like that. But like I say, you go on these campuses like FAMU, bro, TCC, FSU. Nah. Like you go to some of these hoods, bro. All these hoes just ain't foot dragging bitches. It's some real hoes out here. Like that's gorgeous, beautiful women. And like I say, that's really what we like trying to like exemplify out here.
Bro, all these Tallahassee hoes be on speed.
Dog. How old was y'all niggas during y'all hoe phase?
Nigga, 11.
I was 16, 17, but I don't, you know, I'd be chilling though. I ain't gonna lie.
And like I said, yeah, cause none, bro, this is a conspiracy podcast. Everything we say on here, none of it's true. We all just talking hypothetical, theoretical. So like when we say shit, we just saying ballpark numbers. It's all for entertainment. Don't really listen to us.
I don't like how
So with that being said.
Yeah, don't listen too hard, nigga.
Don't listen too hard. So with that being said, how many at y'all prime during y'all whole phase, how many bodies y'all was getting? Like, nigga, say in a week, your best week. How many
nigga, since I was 11, none.
Nah, nigga, no. How many you slaying in your whole phase, in your prime?
Right now?
What? No, I ain't say right now. Theoretically, none of this shit is true. All right. Like, none of this shit is true.
Just finna say some dumb shit.
Bro, I'm too high for that. But shit, I'm gonna throw number 4.
Ooh. 4. What it, Playboy?
Oh, play. Hold up. You ain't gonna speed past that like 4 is a bad number.
Nigga, let me hear the other nigga's number.
I don't got no number, man. I be chilling.
You be chilling?
Cause yeah. Jake gay.
I'm gay, bro.
This nigga is crazy,
bro. Hilarious, bro.
Jake like dick in the
you
box.
You pull zeros, shit. Man, bro. Chill out with that. You
shit, yeah, bro. Hell nah. Yeah, bro, we young niggas out here, young black niggas, and we ain't got no problem with them niggas over there, bro, but it ain't none of that shit over here. Y'all niggas already know the deal, bro. Like, well, nigga, they used to call me Dick 'em Down Daryl in high school, how I was on them hoes.
Hey, who they used to call Border Hang?
Bro, so my goddamn little brother AG, bro, and that nigga supposed to be on the pod too. He the nigga, bro, in the right side of the motherfucking... My podcast fucking artwork. That nigga Gus Borderhang. But damn, what the fuck I named that nigga. Bro, yeah, I just named that nigga Gus Borderhang, bro. And I named that nigga
God.
Damn, I forgot what I named Vaughn though. Suit. Yeah, bro. That nigga still look like Gus Borderhang. He hate that shit though. He gonna be pissed as fuck that I don't even fucking talk about it, bro. Like real shit. So like I say, bro, so what y'all niggas saying? What y'all taking? Y'all single out here? What's y'all status? Or is it like none of our business?
I'm grabbing hold of left and right, dude.
I bet. I hear that. You kind of yeah, yeah.
But I can sit it down, man.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh, this nigga crazy. This nigga a man. This nigga a man, bro. Ain't nothing wrong with that, honestly. And we kind of been seeing that with like this culture shift. Honestly, y'all young niggas selling down way younger. Y'all selling down way younger than how we was doing it. Like, you see young niggas out here, like, young artists out here, young rappers with a whole wife and girl, yeah. Like, trying to settle down with one bitch, even though they say all these niggas cheating, but I don't know how that goes, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Like, once you already experienced that whole phase, you know what I'm saying, you want to chill out.
Real shit. Down. That's facts. But speaking of selling down, bro, we trying to get money in this shit. And obviously, like, nigga, we just going to let this conversation flow and go how it's going to go. But as far as music, bro, how you feel about the fact, like, the state of the city right now? Like, do you feel like this is some shit you've seen before? Do you feel like this, like, just some crazy opportunity? Like, how y'all niggas feel about this shit?
Because
I know y'all niggas artists right now, bro, and this shit crazy right now.
Bro,
so.
I see a crazy opportunity, bro. Like, everybody looking at Tally right now, bro. Like, hottest city.
Real shit?
Yeah.
So y'all niggas planning on dropping, like, some music, some singles, some projects?
Shit, ain't no toy.
Yeah, bro, so... Y'all already know, bro, UFO pod. Y'all niggas need to be looking for that shit. These niggas gonna drop it when they fucking drop it. Like, nigga ain't gonna... God damn. Bro, look at this nigga showing me, bro. This nigga crazy.
Man, bro.
How you gonna describe it?
Bro, why you on that shit, bro? Y'all tripping.
Yeah, this nigga's
crazy. This nigga
horny, dog. Bro, cause bro. And he always been like that, bro. The nigga used to hump dogs. I said dogs, like baby dogs, not dogs.
You said dogs.
Nah, baby dogs, bro.
Yo, the fuck? Yo, hump free looking at
that nigga was always horny, bro.
They call you
like
Hump Free
Jules. Andre
Hump Free.
What the fuck? What the fuck, man?
Had a practice on something like fuck y'all talking about.
What y'all rather have out here, money or respect? What's more important?
Nigga, respect.
Think about it, bro.
Respect.
What?
Respect.
Respect.
Yo, money, you don't want no money, nigga, just straight disrespecting. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, against it.
Nigga, put you in the grave, bro. Like, what the fuck? Nigga, put you in the grave.
Respect come money, though. Like,
yeah. So, respect from who? Like, respect from, like,
nigga,
niggas,
any nigga.
From, like,
everybody.
Everybody, bro. Yeah.
Any nigga.
Everybody.
But so money don't even bring respect. So you saying a nigga can have like 100,000, but niggas don't even respect.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm saying. How much you have, bro? You're not gonna talk to me any type of way. Like that shit dead.
Yeah, man. Y'all gotta know, bro. When we walk, bro, under our feet drips motherfucking divinity. We some young divine niggas, and like I said, we just walking that shit. Divine. Like we dripping in that divine shit, and that's just how that shit gonna be. Like this shit already played out in the end. We know how that shit gonna turn out, and like I said, we just gonna walk that path.
Divine,
like real shit. This nigga Aaron a bovine. Nigga a bovine. Real shit. But I think I agree with that, bro. I agree with that. I'd rather have my motherfucking respect, bro, than to have money out of this bitch. Cause I know too many rich ass pussy niggas. But it's fucked up out here, bro. Cause it seems like.
Goddamn, nigga.
Oh, damn,
shit.
This nigga
crazy.
This ain't
no too many of
them.
Part of money
pill
or some shit.
This nigga laid back. Workout, man. You ain't do your 10 push-ups. Fuck nigga.
I did my push-ups, man. I can hit my push-ups right now, like.
Robocop at you, bro.
Shit. And, all right, Aaron. So, like, I know you just not getting to your get pussy phase. Like, oh, fuck, you in your prime right now, nigga.
Do you know who I am?
You in your prime.
You a
right
bump.
Now.
Yeah, nigga. He telling the truth, bump.
Y'all name, y'all
low blows. Bro, I got more bodies than y'all.
Bro, you do low blows, my
bro,
nigga.
You like what?
Bro.
One for 20. Hey, nigga, bro. 1 for 20.
Bro, I got
he the type, nigga. More bodies than I want to have more bodies than this. So this nigga go after a low blow.
Bro, yeah, you
can. Bro, I can show y'all right now.
Hey,
no blow.
He'll hit a bit like a lollipop or some shit. Skinny leg, bit body.
Hey, y'all niggas out here ruthless, bro. Y'all niggas. So y'all ran trains before, bitches?
Never ever
ran a train.
Nah, ain't trying to do that.
Y'all don't fuck with running trains.
I have a threesome with two hoes.
I know, yeah, I have to go first. If I'm doing that, I gotta go first.
But you ain't run no train.
Bro, I'm not even no second, no thirds. I'm going first.
Bro, I don't know why back then that shit used to be like
that. I'm saying, everybody want to do that shit back then.
That shit was the move.
Like, we legit then. We was like 10, 11.
So it did used to be the move for y'all. Like, not y'all, but in general, but y'all generation did kind of
hear about our generation. We knew what it was by, like, an older nigga telling us.
Yeah, bro, that shit was so big back then, bro. That shit was bigger than a motherfucker. I ain't with that shit.
Was what?
Nigga ain't training no flip with that shit. That shit getting crusty. Hey, do y'all got... These niggas over that lip. Them young bond niggas. Hey, so, real shit, like, do y'all niggas got any crazy, like, simp moments or anything like that? Because, and do y'all niggas even think simping is an issue? Is it okay to simp for your bitch?
Let me keep it going.
Is it okay to simp for your bitch? Like,
it's your bitch.
If you don't, you gay, my nigga. You
listen, man, check this out, man. Let me speak, because I'm in this type, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, shit.
So, let me get the mic. So, then,
Kevin Samuels. Black Samuel. Let's get it. We listening.
Right, man, hey, bro. Come on, man. Chill out. All right. On some real shit, though. Like,
if
it be yours, you know what I'm saying? Y'all locked in type shit. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, most of these niggas gay because, like, they going off what the internet say.
Fact.
You feel me?
Fact.
Y'all niggas wanna, bro, come on with that bullshit, man.
Nah, real shit, though. I see what you're saying. These niggas going off the fucking internet.
Internet, bro.
Yeah, that shit a facade.
You supposed
bro.
To be a man, bro. But like if it's like a little swoop, some shit like that, no
simping.
Hell no, none
no
of that.
Simping. So simping,
gotta
simping
be hard about it.
But what's simping to y'all niggas? Like simping, like it's getting a bit flower simping.
Nah, man, that's if it's your bid, like I said,
that's
it gotta be your main spot.
Yeah.
Hey, no, look, I say simping is like you buying shit for a girl that's not fucking with you, bro. You simping a little bit, a swoop.
Can y'all can
a
you
skeezer, man?
Yeah, skeezer, a little swoop. Can you simp with your bid though? Is it possible? Is it possible? So you can't do nothing, no crazy simp behavior for your bitch.
No, y'all locked in. What can you simp about?
Yeah.
Oh no, let me tell you.
What if a nigga a yes man? You ever heard of that?
Yeah, you know. What another nigga tell you?
No, like a yes man, your girl. Like anything your girl want to do. What you want to eat, babe? I want to eat here. All right, babe. Yes, you just kind of just That's a bot shit. And you're like, bro, can you speak up and tell your girl that you don't want to do that shit or that her friends can't come over?
Yeah.
Like, so I ain't know if that was simping for a bit or if that's like, I mean, just a nigga being weak.
That just some nigga being weak. Man, I weak, feel you like the love got you all in. You know what I'm saying? You want to be weak for your bitch. But like, sometimes you got to step down and put that shit down until I like, no.
That man, ego and pride.
Just chill, yeah.
Yeah, bro. And that's crazy coming from y'all niggas, bro, because that shit hard as fuck, brother. Shut up during the argument, like, or some shit like that, or even sent for your bill. So that's real, bro. I agree, low key. Like I didn't have some crazy simp moment for my bill, bro. Like, I didn't bought a bill some crazy shit early in the relationship. I'm talking a month in, like, and I felt like I was simping because that shit ain't work out. But
hey, hold on, we got one nigga ain't talk. So what's your crazy simp moment, Z? What's up, man? I know your ass have something up.
Nigga, hell yeah, bro.
I want to talk that shit.
What's your crazy moment?
You know how many foot massages I had to do at every big crib just to fuck?
That's on simp shit. See, he said,
nigga, hell yeah, bro.
That's not his main. This nigga pure simp, bro.
This not his main.
Hey, bro.
You a beta.
Nigga, I always
crazy,
bro. I always get the bag, bro. That's all I know, bro.
But
regardless, bro. Ain't nothing wrong with simping. To me, keep it above. Ain't nothing wrong with simping, bro. Shit, sometimes you gotta show your weak side. Sometimes you gotta show your tough side.
Man, real shit. Get hoes, get money. Get hoes, get money, man.
Right now. Real don't shit. Let no bitch punk you now. That's all I'm saying.
Fuck no.
Shit. If you know y'all getting played, mm-hmm. nigga, get that shit out of motion.
Real shit. So what y'all get disrespectful when a bitch reject y'all?
Hell
ain't
no.
Hey, no, look, though, look, though. It, right, bro, it's, first. You either go for it or you don't.
Nah.
You ain't gonna know what she gonna say though.
Yeah, but like I say, it's how I been reject you. But like I say, do you respond respectful? Or do you?
Oh yeah, yeah. It's about the way she
picking on the bill.
It's about the way she reject you. Like, she do too much. Be like, oh, you ugly as fuck. Get out of my face. Hmm. That's when you get there. But like, if she say no, you gotta respect that shit, bro.
Really?
You
check this out. Like, some bitches they show up for their friend. They ain't around no friend. Like, on, like, bitches got bird brains in our generation. Like,
bruh, shit,
all they think about is bird.
They lost their way, bro.
I said, hey, shit. I mean to say bitches, man.
Yeah.
But me personally, look, bro, honestly, I think that shit changes, bro. Female regret you, bro. If a female reject you, bro, that shit is what it is, bro. I refuse to suit down to a female level of stepping out of line.
So, like, but bro, what if she tried to embarrass you with it? Like, what if you walk, this is a situation, you walking over. Soon as you walk over, you about to spit game. She know you about to say something. She with her friends, and she turn her head.
Bro, that shit childish, bro. If she turn her head, fuck that, bro. You're not finna step out of line.
So what you gonna say something?
No, bro.
Or you just gonna just...
Nah, check me out. If you know you that nigga for real, bro, you don't have to step out of line for something that easy, bro. If she wanna do that childish shit, bro, move along.
Hey, dude, I got a question for you.
There's better females out there. Like.
All right, so let's see. You see a bad bear, right?
Right.
She with a group of her other bad friends and shit. You won't want to approach her like with all the girls. You don't
tell that girl, bitch.
You know, but you know, girls act funny.
Tell that bitch to come here.
Tell that bitch to come
here. What y'all do though? Y'all gonna approach a group or
no,
just
no, bitch? Tell that bitch to come here. Excuse me. Hey.
So in front of her friends.
Yeah.
Tell them to come here.
Yes, bitch gonna come. Like, tell you. You know what I'm saying? Because the friend, they gonna be behind her. Okay.
You know, the friend's very judgmental too.
Bro,
yeah,
fat bitch trying to judge
you. Yeah.
Like,
this nigga
is
a fat bitch.
She fucking look, on some real shit. She fucking with you. She gonna bring her ass over there.
Right. So y'all fuck bitch hoes.
Man, hey, let's talk to Aaron.
My fault for laughing. My God.
Nah, you can laugh, nigga. Fuck it.
Hey, man, what the fuck? Hey, y'all tripping?
More cushion for the pushing. Are y'all heavy?
First of all. Not body shame. All women deserve love.
Yeah,
but beautiful. Me personally, I don't fuck big hoes like that. I fuck thick hoes. So, y'all, them niggas got that shit fucked up. Me personally, no disrespect. No. I do not fuck fat bitches.
Bro, okay. But they chubby. Don't say chubby chubby. Don't say that. But this nigga crazy.
Hey, we gonna get canceled. What the fuck?
Nah, her nigga can't cancel her, bro. This
but nah, I fuck thick bitches only. Like, nah. Now, if you want to talk about ugly bitches, nigga, you over here fucking swamp dwellers and shit.
Man, these niggas crazy. Oh, all these niggas got less now.
Bro, my females really serve. First of all, y'all date females. I date women. Let's get that out of the picture, bro. all my women mature.
This nigga trying to sound like an uncle.
Man, F these hoes, nigga. F these hoes. Like, bro. Bro, I don't care about these bitches. Baddest female rapper. Speaking of bad hoes, because no. This gonna tell me. These niggas saying this. This gonna tell me these niggas taste and what these niggas think look good.
Hey, I'm gonna give you a list. Ain't even gonna say one.
All right, top two or three. Name. However many. Who the baddest female rapper? Man, you can name Y Pro if you want.
All right, we got Meg.
Even though that Tory Lanez shit, Meg.
She's a horse.
I mean, you right, but like,
all
right, she's like she making these hits. Ain't gonna count.
Yeah. So Meg bad, she fine, and you just normal Meg. You seen that bitch dress up? She just fine, and she a bad rapper.
That's what I mean.
Just baddest female rappers. Who y'all think just look good?
Roblox, oh, you saying look good?
But yeah, just look good. Like, hey, oh man, yeah, man. These niggas crazy, bro.
And it did.
I mean, bro, just imagine her boxing Tori out in the parking lot. Like, I'm talking throwing straight hands, bro.
MMA.
Clucking that nigga.
Yeah, he got the shit in the foot.
Shit.
Mad bad, though. Mad bad as fuck. She fine as hell. I ain't gonna lie. She up, though.
And let me tell you somebody better than her, though.
Who?
Caesar.
Oh, Caesar.
Oh, yeah.
Scissor baddest, right, bro.
Hold up. First,
she used to be smaller than that. Get off of her.
Baddest female out here right now.
Bro, that bitch definitely, she got surgery.
Oh, hold on. Let me say my, I already got my shit. Cool. So, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know Mulatto, right?
Mulatto bad. Right. Tim's bad as fuck, too. Damn, Tim's posted some Christmas shit.
Okay, we got Mulatto.
Mulatto bad as fuck.
Light skin Keisha.
Man, shut the fuck up, bro. All right, nigga.
Y'all don't know who that's
like. Oh, man, bro. Shut the fuck up. It's on me, bro.
But y'all,
so look, man, we got Mulatto. We got Ruby Rose.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I heard
all right. Shout out to
Ruby. Hey, though, people say Jada, wait up. But she not that a rapper, bad, bitch.
What's she a rapper?
That's a little baby.
Well, she be chilling.
Yeah, I think that bitch both be a... She has a little baby girl. Entrepreneur or some shit. I don't really know.
I mean, that's how it always is. Like, Era, nigga, in the industry, they invest in a female.
Y'all know it's how when you say Ice Spice, that'd be like a dog. You ever seen a dog with a
That'd be like a little puppy.
She bad, though. She bad.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie. She bad. If we seen her in Tallahassee Mall, niggas would buy
her. Hold on. Y'all niggas only seen her with the orange hat.
She can't tell you she'll be the baddest, though.
Bro, she a kid, though.
With a lace on?
Bro, she
no, I didn't see it.
She all right, bro.
I'm talking about with the orange
hair. She a kid. I seen that bit with
it. Like a toy.
Bro, she act like a kid.
But I ain't gonna lie, though. With other hair, she's straight,
bro. Bro, I wouldn't even approach that. Bro, I wouldn't even approach
that. Them hoes love that munch shit, bro. They go crazy over that munch line shit, bro.
Man, I can name a whole bunch of females, though. I ain't gonna count.
Yeah. Real shit. So, just a bunch of bad... It's a bunch of bad female hoes out here. Like rappers.
Would y'all still say Cardi one of them?
Yeah, I was just finna say. She bad as fuck.
Cardi?
Cardi?
She falling off of love.
Nah, I ain't saying she falling off. Cardi is definitely a bad bitch.
Nikki?
I think Nikki battle.
A bit from...
Hell yeah, Nikki.
Florida rap a bit. Mellow Rats.
Oh, that bitch Mellow be rapping. She be rapping, bro. That bitch been buzzing too for a little minute. She need to hop on something, bro. That bitch Mellow. What's the other bitch name from Florida? Tokyo. Tokyo Jet. That'd be bad, too. And obviously, Young Miami done bad and shit, too, bro.
Yeah. I ain't gonna count JT. I don't know.
Who battle? Miami or JT?
Miami.
Y'all think Miami? Who battle? Miami or JT? JT.
Miami.
I think JT, bro.
Miami.
Miami probably look like better to the public because she might be a little brighter, but I think JT
fucked
JT
face fucked up, man.
Bro, I think they be having on that makeup wrong or something. I don't know, bro. That bitch should be too caked up, bro. But she a fine bitch, bro. Both of them hoes bad as fuck.
But nah, look, though, bro.
I ain't never seen that much.
How y'all feel about Lil Uzi pulling JT? Y'all think she using him? Or she actually fuck with him?
I think she fuck with him.
Hey, that's a W for Uzi, though.
But can you fuck with somebody and use him? Like, can you fuck with somebody and do business with them? I fuck with you, but I also like you, but I know you'll help my career. Like, I don't know if she'll fuck with Uzi if he was just some little nigga. I think dropping 20 racks on her while she was in prison and shit like that kind of helped. Yeah. Like, come on, bro. Uzi like a young lord. That nigga like a young English lord to these niggas, bro. That nigga.
That nigga got a sword,
bro. That nigga got a fucking whole sword. Armor. Yeah, that nigga ain't playing.
What that nigga name? Lord Farquaad.
Nigga Lord. That nigga Uzi off a horse, bro. Like, so it's hard to really say some shit like that, bro. Like, so I don't know, bro. I do think she using them, but I also think they kind of like, they like each other. Cause they be spending time and they really be trying to stay off social media with that shit. Like, unlike JT, I don't know what she doing. Even though that bitch fine, look, too. Man. That bitch Trina fine, man. Too. Man. Fuck that.
Trina.
Hell yeah, nigga. Old school bitch. That bitch Trina bad.
Ice Spice, bro.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Ice Spice.
What's that, her with the lace?
Yeah, she bad in that. Yeah. Look.
But not with that orange hair. Let's scroll up, bro. She like, she's like a toy.
She
bro.
Bad, but, bro, she childish. Like.
But that's her.
And how old is she? Is she like 19?
I don't know, but.
Yeah,
nah. Females of age at mature, though.
Real shit.
But nah, check me out. Haley or the Wednesday girl off of Netflix?
Who is Haley?
Who is Haley?
DDG girlfriend or Wednesday?
Oh, nigga, DDG girl.
I don't know.
That nigga. Ooh, the girl off of Wednesday.
Yeah, bro. That, yeah. Oh, no. That bitch straight, bro. Yeah,
but she's like Harry Potter, bro.
Bro, you gotta see her. I don't know.
Bro, yeah, yeah. That bitch looks.
But come on. He really compared her to DDG girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah. Hal, bro. All right, Kenny. All right, no. Hal or her sister. Hal or Chloe. Hal or Chloe. You know how her sister look, ain't
I gotta it? Go with Hal.
Which am I?
Chloe. Hal or her sister.
I gotta go with Hal, honestly.
I go with Chloe.
Ooh, me too. I'm gonna call 100. Bro, I low key called Chloe, bro. I knew she was gonna be bad like that. Hey, Hal or her sister, bro. Hal or Chloe.
I don't know who that is.
You know Hal Bailey, DDG girl.
Oh, nah, I don't know who
that is. Bro, it's some streaming ass niggas, bro. Fuck them niggas. Fuck.
I know DDG, but I'm saying I don't know
nothing about DDG, but I do know that nigga do good business and that nigga running up millions.
I got a question for y'all, boy.
That nigga running up millions.
How would y'all feel if y'all grew up at it like, Blueface and Krishan, how would y'all feel? Y'all like, y'all fuck with a dip?
Breaking that bit back? Nah, I'm fucking with hell, nah, bro.
Crazy, though.
Nah, bro. If they making money off of it, bro, so that shit might be reality TV.
Yeah, they got punched in the
eye. I like how they did that shit.
Yeah, bro.
He dropped her dad, bro.
Bro, and they said nigga hit him with brass knuckles, nigga beefing with the brothers. Yeah. But I don't know, bro, because I be
bro, like, ain't do shit.
Them niggas be signing contracts on that bitch and shit. Bro, so, like, you come on the show, you got to sign paperwork or something looking like, bro, I don't know, bro. I don't want that shit to be like, is this shit a show of y'all niggas for real? So I don't get some niggas.
He kind of did like.
I just feel like ever since that reality show, bro, everything started going downhill.
That nigga ain't making music no more. Right. That nigga ain't even on the music no more.
Ain't gonna lie, the show was hard though. But that's what he met that bitch. She broke her tooth.
What y'all think? She look better with a tooth in or not?
And.
I like.
No. So, y'all seen her trap pics?
I seen her trap pics.
Yes, bro. I don't know what Blueface did to her, bro. She changed.
That bitch got money, bro. That bitch, like, really just cooling.
She kind of did that to herself, too.
All right, so on some generational shit, bro. I like to say that I'm a 90s nigga. I was born in 92, bro. Like it was still a crazy gangster rap going on and shit like that. And I like to say the OG niggas before me end up getting on dope. End up snitching, end up being like pussy as fuck. Someone was solid and someone taught me some shit. But I just ain't know on some generational shit if y'all niggas like had some gripes or like name something that like kind of like niggas above y'all like want to be quote unquote OGs. What do y'all niggas think about that term? Like, do y'all think these niggas hoes out here? Do y'all think niggas trying to use y'all? Do y'all think, like, how do y'all feel about on some generational shit? Do y'all feel like niggas kind of fucked it up for y'all? The niggas above y'all kind of made it harder or some shit? Like, how y'all feel about that shit on some generational shit? Because y'all young niggas, and clearly the torch in y'all niggas' hands. So, like, but how y'all feel about that shit? Do y'all, what y'all got to say to these older niggas out here that maybe want to say, you ain't doing it right, or do it this way? How, what y'all got to say to that shit?
I mean.
And you too, Z. All y'all niggas, though.
Shit. Yeah. I'm in between, but I'm more on like the older nigga side type shit. Cause really? Like, some of these young niggas ain't moving right for real.
Fact.
You know what I'm saying? Especially my generation. You know what I'm saying?
So you cool with Wisdom?
Who?
You cool with some Wisdom. Bro, that nigga Black, bro, like, you gonna catch that nigga Black in Japan, fishing with a nigga for like 6 months, talking about some Wisdom shit, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, just getting knowledge, bro. This nigga in Japan just off the map somewhere.
Japan.
That nigga in Okinawa somewhere. Bro, I feel that though. That's real.
You know what you think? Like, I'm a young nigga, but I got wisdom, dude. You know what I'm saying?
I fuck with that.
What you think, Play? What you got to say to the older niggas? What you got to say to my generation and generation like, bro, above you, me? How you feel about it, nigga?
Bro, I say this is a different generation, but they can't really tell you what to do, bro. Like, it's like, it's more opportunities now, bro. Mm-hmm. Internet and shit like that. True. So, yeah, I feel like they shouldn't tell you what to do or do what they try to do, shit like that.
Real
yeah.
shit?
Yeah.
And?
First of all, that's real. With this generation and niggas out here, damn moving.
How you feel about the older niggas? Like, what you got to say to, like, niggas above you? Because them the niggas you got to kind of push out the way if y'all want right. to make it faster.
I ain't going to hold you on. Yeah, they on top of this shit. Sometimes they fucking up. Like, I don't like how older niggas try to use, like, the young generation slang. Like, no bap, no cap, this and that. Like,
so y'all hate when a nigga come around trying to jock shit. Yeah, so y'all can tell. Y'all can pick that shit up.
Hell yeah, like,
y'all can pick that shit up. Nigga come around trying to say Riz.
You know what I'm saying? They don't need, because this how you know a nigga ain't really used to that saying that shit. Because, like, they'll use it in the wrong way.
Yeah.
So, like.
Yeah, nigga like, bro, I got some Riz. Like, I ain't, bro. Yeah, that shit weird, bro. Like, nigga, so. Cause that shit, that real shit ain't in my generation. Aaron said that shit. I ain't know what that shit meant.
But yeah, man, it's like, you can't go to an older nigga and they can't even teach you no shit like that. Because, like, by the time you reach a certain age, bro, like, you doing better than them.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it be, bro. And it's hard for an older nigga to be like, hey, do this when the young nigga get more bread than you.
Right.
And that knowledge shit don't mean shit when the nigga paid. Like, and that's why I say, bro, that street shit cool, but niggas don't really, like, get money mission.
Like, don't get it fucked up now. Like, older niggas been out in the field for real, too. Like, shit, we just not learning.
Right, we young free foreign nigga. Young free foreign nigga. Few of these nigga weighed out, but we young free foreign nigga.
Bro, hey, free foreign the waves, bro.
Y'all already know how that shit go. Alright,
Nicole, y'all seen that picture surfacing.
Hey, that's an album cover right there.
Hey, who that is?
That's the own. That
nigga, that's nigga, that's nigga, that's Bazooka.
Oh, God. That's a nigga
in Iraq. But this nigga, this nigga,
got a Kobe jersey.
Hey, Jimmy, shoot
up at Kobe. That nigga Black just showed us a picture. For the listeners who don't know, that nigga Black just showed us a picture of a nigga in Iraq, a soldier, I assume, with a Kobe jersey, shooting a fucking bazooka, a bazooka rocket launcher from fucking Grand Theft Auto.
That's a damn RPG-7.
This nigga is finna flip a motherfucking tank and shoot a three at the same time. That's the craziest same shit I ever seen.
Hey, but that's that's an album cover, bro. God, I had to screenshot that bitch.
That's hard than a motherfucker, that shit, bro. Covers, and you know he finna make the shot. Whoever he's shooting at, he ain't missing. That nigga Kobe ain't missing.
Hey,
that's
all
crazy.
They ain't gonna hear the sound, bro.
That's crazy.
Kobe.
That nigga finna knock a bitch out. All right, bet. Random shit on y'all, bro. What you think about? What you think about Black right now? Cause you know you can't control it, Brian. What you think about, bro?
Cheese. How the fuck you gonna get this cheese, nigga? You can't just sit on your ass every day. That's all will be on my mind. Money. How the fuck I'm gonna get rich? How I'm gonna, you know what I'm saying?
Cream, cash rules, everything right.
How I'm gonna flip this shit to make it bigger.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I just think about the future shit. Like how where I'm gonna be at the next 5 years. So I gotta,
you strategizing.
Yeah.
Is it are you having fun out here though?
Having fun? Shit, I'm really
chill. Or are you stressed? Cause I don't like that money important, but are you having a little fun out here?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, every now and then I be chilling. I go out type shit.
Is having fun even important to you? Like, do you think that matter in the journey?
Shit, that matter in life.
Facts. I feel that.
But you know what I'm saying?
We don't have fun too much, bro.
Facts.
You wanna be on your on some motion. Like, yo, you gotta be on emotion. Yeah. You can't just have fun and be broke, bro.
Yeah, you're right. You have too much fun. You kind of get left behind. You got to crunch these days.
Yeah, why you got to start that shit? Like, you hang up, next thing you know, oh, yeah, I got to get back on that money. I got to get back on that money. I just missed out on tight shit. So
that's real.
You know
that's
get
real.
Get back in that mood.
Yeah, that money saving mode. Yeah, I like how y'all niggas talk that financial literacy shit. And that motherfucking, that save your money, that get your money, get your LLC right. That shit is super motherfucking important. Because that music shit, 90% business, 10% music.
Yeah.
Like, that shit mostly motherfucking business, though.
And what's up? When I do blow for real type shit, like, I don't even want to be signed to nobody. I want to, you know what I'm saying? I want to be with myself.
Independent.
Yeah, independent.
Real shit.
And, like, work that shit out myself. If I need help, I'll just probably get an assistant on the side.
Real shit. Like, shit. I feel that. Would you, so how you feel about selling your music? Would you, what if Atlantic or something say, bro, we love this big song. Would you sell it to us? We don't want to sign you, but are you in the business of selling music to them? Like, would you sell a song or so?
Shit, if you do that, how it gonna work type shit?
It usually work like some shit like how, cause I'm an example. That nigga Deshaun, you know that Hardaway song? Hardaway. Yeah, he blew up, but DJ Envy from The Breakfast Club bought that song. He was like, bro, I like that song a lot. I buy that song from you. And usually they'll say, I'll buy this song, and you can get royalties on it, so every time I use it, you'll get pennies on a dollar or whatever.
But is he using the song, dude?
If they buy it from you, it's their song. They can do whatever they want with it. It's their song once you give it to them. And you got to think about it. Music and art is meant to be consumed, so it's all in how you want to do it. I say find a healthy balance, bro. If it means something to you, don't sell it. But at the same time, like you say, you're trying to get money. So if them crackers like that shit, bro, selling that shit, nigga, make something else hot. Future is the best at that. Future got fucked up in his deal with Rocco, and he owed that nigga albums. Future made 2-3 albums. Future owed them crackers. Future just make music, but he sell that shit off. Make new hot shit. That nigga got hot shit in 2020. Nigga, hot shit this year.
2013.
So, now I ain't saying 12. Sell all your music, nigga. I ain't saying sell it to you, crack, because that shit, your intellectual property. But I'm saying find a healthy balance because your music worth something. And if a nigga offering it to you, sell some of them songs, my nigga. Make new hot shit. But don't sell all your shit. Just find a balance. And like I say, it ain't really my area to really know that shit. But I just ain't know how you felt about like your music. If you want to just keep it all, or if you want to sell some of it. Because I think if you sell some of it, you get a little lump. Now you can move up in the tax bracket. And now you making new hotter music, better music. So. Yeah. You'll figure it out, nigga. You'll figure it the fuck out.
Yeah.
What you think about play? What you think about Marl?
Oh shit. I was zoning out, but y'all know y'all know Green Lantern, right?
Yeah.
So like how y'all feel about them niggas?
How y'all feel about them
niggas like thinking of some shit? Like,
Guy Gardner.
Thinking about some shit. Like thinking of a weapon, like I feel like that's overpowered or some shit. Nigga can think of a black hole or some shit.
That's not overpowered. I told my bitch that if I had any superpower, it would be the power of imagination. Like, I would want to be able to imagine some crazy shit at any time. Because think about it, bro. If you can imagine some shit, you can pretty much get out of any scenario. You can do whatever. True. Oh, these crackers about to raid the house.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, this bitch ain't got no gun. You got to imagine a plan to get out of that shit. So I would want the power to, like, imagine and expand my brain to think about every possibility.
Hey, that is hard, though. Right? That's
so then you made me think about that, bro. Yeah. And that's that Green Lantern shit. So that's crazy. That's basically what Green Lantern do. He imagined it happen.
I feel like, what y'all think of, like, y'all finna get jumped by, you finna get jumped by, like, 30 niggas. What you gonna think of?
What I'm gonna think of?
Yeah.
Shit, how fast I'm gonna throw these damn hands? What the fuck?
I'm gonna think of a big ass swing blade, bro. I'm gonna spin around twice, and slice all these niggas in half like a motherfucker. What you thinking of?
Shit. Or
some chainsaw shit.
Man, I'm gonna think of like like 30 of me.
Shit, oh, so you gonna clone yous?
Yeah.
That's some Naruto.
So check this out. Y'all, do y'all niggas think them niggas still gonna be there after what y'all imagine? Or them niggas gonna flip? Them niggas gonna foot it.
It depends on how strong your imagination.
Yeah. If they some civilians, they gonna run. But if they like other niggas with powers or some shit.
So what you saying? You coming up with weapons to bust at them niggas?
You know what I'm saying?
Make sure you hitting them.
Anything, man. You they see a nigga with a big ass blade.
They running.
Nigga, they might still try to. You know what I'm saying? And interrogate or type shit.
Yeah.
Try to approach you.
So what you thinking of?
Shit. Switch.
A cannon, nigga? Where the fuck you going with this?
Switch.
A switch?
Ooh. Switch.
Hey, the nigga got the glowing Green Lantern switch. Z, what you thinking of? Quit, nigga.
Shit, honestly.
What's your weapon of choice?
Oh, we talking about this shit still, but
Yeah, you on your phone, hoe ass nigga.
Nah, I'm honestly.
This nigga finna say boxing gloves.
Oh, no. Hell yeah, bro.
As you get to hear anybody carry.
But I choose hands over
anything.
So you gonna make, like, what you gonna have, like, 10 arms or something, nigga?
This nigga gonna get his ass. This nigga say he want 2 hands versus 30 people. As you gonna come out like a balloon.
Right, bro, I prefer hands over.
See, that gonna be swole.
Real shit.
To have a fat ass knot on the head.
Real shit, man.
Bro, I prefer hands over. Bro, man, I prefer hands over anything.
Nigga, I'm finna twist some shit. Put some hot shit on, nigga, while I twist some shit, bro.
Yeah, no, play that.
Real shit. I we finna segment to the part of the pod where I ask these niggas a series of quick draw questions. I got quick draw questions for everybody. So that's how we gonna do that shit. Zeke, what's on your mind, nigga? I see your wits getting crazy, nigga. All y'all niggas shit getting crazy, for real.
Damn.
We gotta have a nigga seasick out here though in the family. That's just how it is.
But now, what's on my mind though? Shit, honestly, I'm gonna do this next bit move.
Y'all niggas don't even know what's in the ocean.
But nah, like, shit, I really just been on my chilling shit or making a lot of sacrifices, avoiding going shopping, like, avoiding landy hoes, get on my pimping shit, you know, spending money from left and right. Cause shit, I ain't gonna speak too much, you know, a nigga just did some big shit, a nigga gonna come up with another big shit next year, so I ain't gonna speak on too much. Like I said, I took all my pictures down. I'm avoiding social media because I know the real was gonna stay. I know the real ones gonna stay. So shit.
Real ones gonna stay. Much. And speaking of real ones, bro, do y'all think that nigga gonna snitch?
Fuck, bro, no, listen,
bro. But it wasn't like, really a snitch.
I feel like the internet is doing
he
too
really
much.
Told us part.
The internet, you know what I'm saying? Like I was saying before, one nigga see something on the internet, he gonna spread that shit. Everybody on the internet, they brainwashed like a bitch.
Yeah, but what about the video? You heard the vid?
Yeah, but like I mean. They just asking simple ass questions. If the OG
in a Rico case,
I know. Look though, if the OG, the founder of the game, already said the same thing you saying, nigga, that's your green light. Yeah, nigga, get up out of there.
So Thug already played out. Ain't no Thug already. Thug ain't play out. I don't know.
I mean, he the target. Right? Yeah, he the target.
He's
they trying to take him.
He the main hit man. But
I'm saying they trying to take
him
down.
Yeah.
That nigga like a damn cartel.
So in a Rico case where I know y'all niggas know a little bit about this shit, but basically just to give the audience a little context, Young Thug and his whole team, Woody Woo, they going through some shit. Y'all can look it up. Y'all know how this shit going. It ain't up to me. I ain't no fucking detective. But they going through their shit or whatever. Do a Rico case basically says. Y'all niggas are a gang, which is not illegal. It's okay to be a gang. You just can't be a gang that's committing crimes.
Yep.
So these niggas, that's what a Rico is. So we saying, hey, they gonna get all us niggas because we want a gang of niggas, and two, we committing crimes as a gang.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm asking. Do y'all think that Young Gunna got on the stand and said, yes, we are a gang, and yes, we're committing crimes?
I mean, the shit was, it was.
Would y'all have done? I know y'all wouldn't do it. Cause y'all wouldn't be in that position.
Yeah. Hell no.
And Nick, like I said, nigga, we don't talk other shit.
All right, bro. Niggas like, we don't fold out here, bro.
On some get money shit.
Yeah.
On some get.
We ain't thinking about that shit. But like, a nigga been at play, though, that's all I'm gonna say.
Facts. That's some Young Florida nigga shit, though.
Yeah, I hate.
You already know.
Nigga been out play, but like, we, you know what I'm saying? We stand out the way. We ain't trying to be like these niggas, man.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. Hey, what y'all think? Tory shot mad?
Nigga, hell no.
That nigga got sentenced. That nigga locked up.
Oh, that's some green shit, bruh, too.
But we all know Megan Thee Stallion, friend, shot that nigga in the foot. Bro. Like, regardless, they both
yeah,
fight
no,
over
no,
a nigga.
No.
Like,
he ain't get shot in the foot, bitch.
No, yeah. The friend shot Megan.
Oh, okay.
Because, yeah,
okay,
first
I get
of all,
what he's saying.
Why the fuck this nigga still,
look.
Why the hell he still guilty if he ain't have no DNA on the gun, like?
No witnesses.
Right.
No eyewitnesses, no DNA.
Right.
That's some weird shit, though.
Because he's probably an immigrant. I think because he's an immigrant, he got less rights than a U.S. citizen.
Yeah, immigrant. Where he from?
He from Canada. He from Canada. Yeah, he from Canada, but he lived in Orlando for a little bit of Miami or some shit like that. But he originally a Canadian artist.
Oh, I ain't knew that.
Yeah, so they trying to say if he gets sentenced, they might send that nigga back home. But we ain't know that about 21 either. And this nigga from an island in London.
Jeez.
Like, who knew that nigga was from motherfucking London town? Like, but, like, niggas move when they early, bro, be from the islands. Kodak no moved and shit, I guess, from Haiti. And they came here when they were young. So, nigga ain't really got to just be from here, bro.
Oh, shit.
Nah, nigga, what's up, nigga? You bought some shit. I was about to ask y'all. What y'all nigga believe in aliens? Yes or no? Quit.
What's up?
Y'all believe
hey,
in aliens?
Hey, bro, if you don't believe in aliens, you a bot, my nigga.
Ain't
you a bot?
Yes. I be on that shit. That
you be on that shit?
I lay on that conspiracy shit, too. I ain't gonna count. That little spiritual shit.
So you think something out here with us, bro? You think it's already on Earth with us, or you think like it's coming? Yeah, aliens.
I feel like they coming. I mean, I feel like some on Earth, and I feel like something coming.
Come on, bro. Shit. You really think out of this fucking universe, we the only planet, like, with people walking around or some shit living?
You think so? You think something already? That's what I'm saying. Like, since humans been here, you think an alien has been on this earth before? It ain't happened yet.
Yep,
I feel like it probably is. And I mean, I ain't experienced no weird shit, but like I know somewhere, like you know what I'm saying. Like,
you ain't never seen no shit in the sky.
That. Yeah, no, I ain't. Not really.
Yeah,
just shit.
It's some shit out there, bro.
Area 51.
Yeah,
I know they got some shit, bro.
If you got dropped off in Area 51 and a nigga gave you a tour there and you had the opportunity to steal some shit, would you take it? Yeah, like, if you knew you couldn't get caught, would you steal it?
Steal what?
Like, maybe an alien, maybe a gun, maybe some crazy technology, a UFO or a mini one?
Shit, I don't know, because shit, I might kill my damn son.
I'm bucking.
Kind of shit they got. Them nigga right there.
I'm absolutely trying to buck something from Area 51. I'd take a pen from that bitch.
A pen?
Yeah, I'd take a pen. Well,
you
take
press that bid, you kill yourself. You got, it might be in the sky.
Yeah, so you take that bid, you probably got to take it to somebody to get checked out. You got to let them know. Like, that shit an iffy fucking game. Aliens more realistic that can be out there. But do y'all think vampires some Hollywood shit? Do y'all think?
Hell no.
Or that's some real shit?
I don't believe in that shit.
You don't believe in that shit? That's too far.
Believe in what?
Vampires. Fuck, like, man. Some type of...
That's a dire
shit.
Zombies, not zombies. I don't know. You might be on something with the zombie shit. Like,
yeah.
Like, people mate zombies and shit.
I don't feel like zombies real.
I mean, so you don't feel zombie, like some... bro, that can be like a disease, like some crazy-ass disease type shit.
Yeah, like some flesh-eating disease.
Yeah, some shit. A nigga injecting niggas. Straight. You see what they say about the drug and shit.
Bro, y'all think that Bigfoot shit was real? Y'all think Bigfoot real?
Bro,
I thought that's some Hollywood shit.
That shit kind of Hollywood, bro, but they be having pictures and shit. Because there are people who live in the woods that we just never come out and shit that we don't know about. But that's like saying, do you think we discovered every animal?
True.
Like, they keep discovering new animals and shit. Like, in Africa, they just discovered this new fish.
I like they keep doing it.
So it's like,
ain't gonna kill. Fish is probably the only thing got the most species.
Bro, what if fish is like a hole somewhere in Earth where it's like fucking dinosaurs and shit still living?
Bro,
crazy shit.
Shit, a hole?
Yeah, like some magic.
Hold on. Do y'all niggas even think? Y'all niggas think dinosaurs is real?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, but my
I mean, we weren't little.
How they named
we don't, like, bro, I don't know, because he cracking and digging up bones, bro. And we ain't even know nothing, bro. So,
bro, we already
I think it's possible. Shit, I think it's possible that dinosaurs could have existed. But I think they got it wrong with how they existed type shit. I think they kind of selling us a story a little bit.
Yeah.
Like,
trying to hype the shit up.
Yeah, but they trying to hype it. I think, like, Africa probably the only place that had dinosaurs. Like, Africa had the land to be able to have that shit. I don't think there's no dinosaurs walking around in the, like fucking Mexico or over here or some shit.
No.
Like, I can't see that.
No, isn't it like a Komodo dragon?
And even if it was, like, how many fucking dinosaurs you think it was, like, on the Earth? Like, bro, you think it was, like, a whole population like us? Like a billion?
Bro, they say until humans came, bro, it was nothing but reptiles. It was nothing but dinosaurs. The birds were, like, no feathers. The birds were like fucking huge.
Yeah.
Like, could it, like, the shit, the ecosystem was different. So animals were getting way larger, bro. Like, it was called like giganticism or something. Like, but animals were getting way large. Like, an animal can't get like a brontosaurus right now. Like, some crazy shit.
They probably was in this area though, because you know how South Florida got them big ass iguanas running around.
Bro, imagine a big ass alligator.
That's crazy. That's crazy, bro. They got that shit. They got shit like that in Florida, bro. They got shit like that. They got pirate treasure in Florida, bro. Florida a sick ass fucking place, bro.
Man, you never know what type of history
niggas still.
There's some shit in these swamps.
Do niggas still a bit dead for pirate treasure?
It's some shit in these motherfucking swamps. All right, I got some quick questions. I got some quick questions for y'all niggas. Unless y'all niggas got some shit to say, I'm gonna ask a series of quick draw questions. I'm gonna go in order, and all y'all niggas gonna have some questions. Now that shit fucking tight as fuck. I don't know why I like that, but I'm gonna ask y'all niggas a series of questions that I just need you to say a one word answer about, like, how you feel about the question. You ain't gotta think too much. Just let your subconscious get it out. So we're gonna go with you first, goddamn Black. That's how we gonna do it. Favorite color?
Black.
That's reasonable. That makes sense. I set myself up. Car or truck?
Car.
Burger or tacos?
Burger.
Desert or snow?
Snow.
Snow. I feel that. Jack Frost. Night or day?
Day.
Night. Oh, all right. That nigga second guess. I feel that. All right. So would you prefer a dope conversation or some quiet time? Yeah. But a vibe. Like a dope conversation would have been or a vibe with quiet time. What would you prefer?
Dope conversation because you get in. You know what I'm saying?
I feel that. That's real. That's real. Ass or titties?
Ass.
All right, bet. Maul, play. You next. You next, nigga. All
right. What up?
You like a bit of hair up or down?
Psst, down.
Doggy style missionary.
Missionary.
Hot or cold?
Hot. I want to be froze.
Yeah, just in general. All right, bet.
I'm skinny, bro. It'd be cold.
Yeah. And I'm just talking about whatever. It ain't just a girl. Nah. Up or down, just in general.
Up. One of my free forms up.
Yeah. All right, bro. Ooh, I'm with that shit. Nigga, I'm with that shit.
That shit hard.
Yeah, that shit hard. Flats or drums?
Flats.
Flats.
You can eat the whole thing. Drums. Yeah. You're going to be crushing that bit for hours, bro.
Real shit. I feel that. That's real.
On your team.
That's real. That's real. You a lover or a fighter?
I'm a lover, bro. I fight, but hey, look, I can't fight.
You a lover or a fighter, nigga?
I'm neutral, bro. I'm a hold you. I'm neutral.
So you a fighter for love?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, yeah. Nigga, fighter for love, so he'll do both. Fuck it. Ass or titties?
Ass.
Bad.
Y'all want no bed. You don't want no bed to have big titties and no ass. That's like a balloon.
Drumstick.
Yeah.
Yeah. You say you like flats, so you don't want that. That made sense. See how this nigga consistent? These young nigga consistent around here, man. A50 UFO pod, unidentified Floridian object. My nigga bought some shit, nigga. What you got next up in that bitch, nigga? Hey, don't play all the hot shit, bro. Cause when these niggas put out their motherfucking EP, bro, I gotta say, bro, these Tyler niggas gonna keep taking over the street, man. Shout out that nigga Split in Boston, man. That nigga Lil Tyler, man. Shout out that nigga Playboy, nigga. Shout out that nigga Black Boy JB. Kaido, nigga, where you at, nigga? And nigga, we still in this bit, nigga. We gonna end this bit off soon, but we cooling right now. That's them young bars, nigga. And that nigga Playboy and JB. And that nigga Black. UFO podcast. RIP that nigga Bankroll. RIP that nigga Chris, man. RIP that nigga Mark. No, I ain't got no kid with me. Doing a black ass break for me. I'm fucked your ass like ecstasy. Fuck niggas on motion. The IT dick rush shit get old. Niggas know the business. Them bucket hats, they say no. If I touch the creep, you niggas ain't tricking that but he home. Little bitch sexy dick to me. Bitch, you ain't getting that but he gone. Hey, fuck nigga, you know what's up. Next year, nigga, we ain't gonna be here. Next year, nigga, we gonna be in a whole different spot. Whole different spot, nigga. Hey, that's these North niggas, man. That's these motherfucking North Florida niggas, nigga. 850, nigga. Hey, bro, we finna really get money on y'all niggas. Y'all fuck niggas have no idea, bro. We kicking your mama shit in. Drop.
Hey, man, we gotta
put
that shit back.
Hey, bro, this is how we gonna do it, bro. This is our shit, nigga. Nigga, we gonna, nah, bro, we'll come on the pod and play music the whole motherfucking pod, bro. We don't give a motherfuck. UFO podcast. Unidentified Floridian Identified podcast. We wrapping this shit up, man. We trying to get this shit right. I told y'all, nigga, these young niggas was coming. I told y'all these young niggas was coming. UFO podcast. This pod 14, man. We gonna get it smoked. We gonna keep it up. We gonna keep it up with these young niggas. If you ain't standing up in your motherfucking room right now, shaking your motherfucking wits in your motherfucking crowd, nigga, what the fuck you doing? Puss ass nigga.
Yeah,
Young Pope Pie, Pie 14, nigga, we in that bitch, nigga. Nigga, we out that bitch. This is Young Bond, nigga, these niggas from the South Side, man. I love these South Side niggas. West Side niggas, y'all already know how we do this shit. It's a money mission, money mission. It's about that for these young niggas, bro. It's about that with me with these young niggas, bro. These niggas family. All right, come get your question. All right, play. You got to finish your question off so we can wrap this shit up. Hey, Z, you got your questions next, bro. We're going to, I'm going to collect the mental currency of these young niggas real quick before we conclude this podcast. But like I said, we had to put that young hot shit on. Y'all already know how that going to go. We only play Florida shit on this pod, man. What the fuck? Like, come on, man. What you think it is, right now? Like, what the fuck?
You said what?
Hey, Z, nigga, tighten up.
Oh, God.
Crazy man.
Y'all be saying that.
Crazy man.
AK.
Hey, nigga, AK, my dad got an AK.
Shout out nigga Golden Boy, man.
Hey, that nigga, bro, I want that nigga Golden Boy to get, bro, I want that nigga Golden Boy to make it, bro. That nigga so authentic.
That nigga hard as fuck, bro.
That nigga shit tough, bro. Yeah, man. Golden Boy tough as fuck, nigga. Real shit. I want that nigga to make it. All right, Aaron. Hot dogs and hamburgers. Hot dogs and hamburgers.
Hamburgers.
But
I thought that nigga would mix them together.
Tornado or flood?
Flood.
Flood.
My drip always flood.
I ain't gonna call it right.
Halloween or Christmas?
Halloween.
But Christmas, Jesus, bro.
Ass of Christmas. I mean, I'm tripping. All right, ass of Christmas.
You gotta ask it.
Is that the question?
Yeah,
what would you prefer, nigga? The fuck is that, though?
Nigga, Christmas.
You prefer Christmas over ass?
Just eat ass.
Yo! All right, do y'all niggas eat ass?
Nah.
You don't eat ass yet, but you're going
to
eat
some booty. Niggas lying.
You're going to eat some booty, bro. These niggas going to be eating that girl real soon, bro. These niggas just don't know, bro. Because when she sit on your face, bro, I'm telling you, just going to... And that shit good, honestly, bro. I ain't going to stunt.
Yeah.
Like, real shit. But...
Y'all niggas know y'all eat ass. Aaron, you know you know. Don't stop, bro. Keep going, bro.
Real shit.
You right there, motherfucker.
What you got on the tool? Let me see that tool, bro. I'm gonna put on some shit. Bro, we gonna finish this bitch out, man. We on this bitch with these young niggas. We had to come on this bitch and
smart monkey.
Get these bonds niggas on here, bro.
Like beer is it? Your bitch face ass.
And this nigga.
Hey, this nigga got there.
Nigga Uncle Bert walked over here like, what the fuck?
Your team green today. That's it,
bro.
Right
now, bro.
He didn't
even want to
go to the gym, but he still.
I'm really finna
hit it. Hey, John, don't drive now.
We're gonna
end this bit off. UFO podcast, man. I told y'all, these young niggas was gonna come on this bitch.
Like a demon scene.
We finna end it off just like this. Cause it's been over, man. You know, UFO pod, we out it, man. We're gonna let Yat finish it.
Well, I sent, like, you sent me on so I can relay these messages. Like, you use me as a vessel, like, you use me as an instrument. Trying to lock me in the box, say,
hey, UFO podcast. Man, identify for real, not that podcast.
I'm drinking on limbs, sipping on holy water, like, it's my medicine. I'm living testimony every album, like, the testament. Everything I went through, made of who I am.
Hey, on some Frankenstein shit. We're gonna bring this bitch from the dead. We're gonna bring this bitch from the dead. UFO podcast. Unidentified Floridian podcast, pod 14. We outie.